The Nuclear Regulatory Commission inspected the Kewaunee plant in September 2004 and found that an earthquake or equipment failures could cause pipes to break and the turbine building to be flooded. NRC spokesperson Jan Strasma says that could affect safety equipment needed to shut down the plant during an emergency.
There was some previous indication that this might be the case, and the company had not picked up on it. Our inspectors did. And as a result, the plant was shut down for about 4.5 months earlier this year to make improvements and corrective actions for this problem.
The NRC has issued a yellow finding to the plant, the second most serious type of inspection finding. But the NRC says it's not planning to fine the Wisconsin Public Service Corporation, the previous owner of Kewaunee, or the current owner, the Virginia firm Dominion Generation. The NRC says there was no deliberate wrongdoing, only technical issues. Still, Wisconsin Public Service may not completely escape a financial penalty. Citizens Utility Board Executive Director Charlie Higley says the state PSC should not have given Pub Service a rate hike this year to recover the cost of buying power when Kewaunee was offline.
We argued that the plant was mismanaged, and this finding by the NRC showing that the plant is in poor condition kind of proves that. So with that, that may help our case in arguing that shareholders and not ratepayers should pay for that power.
Higley says Cub may sue the PSC, but Wisconsin Public Service says state regulators were well aware of the potential flooding issue when they granted the company the fuel cost adjustment it wanted. On that same day, the PSC also made some rulings against the company. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.